Kristen, welcome to the Minisode.
Thank you for having me.
I love these because we get to do a deeper dive on part of the subject, but something that could be a little tangential. And in this case, I want to talk about muscle testing because you mentioned using that as a tool as a practitioner to help people discern what their body needs or what their body responds poorly to. Can you tell us a little bit about the practice of muscle testing?
Yeah, so there's several different modalities for muscle testing, and I've kind of combined several different things. But basically, muscle testing is a test of strength, of communication, not strength. So whenever a practitioner is muscle testing, they will very lightly or gently challenge a certain muscle and see if you can meet that challenge, which means to meet and match their pressure, or whether they can overpower you. And so we know basic anatomy and physiology, like your muscle moves because your brain tells it to do so. What is not as commonly known is that every innervation from the brain to the muscle happens through a particular organ. So if I were to challenge your quadricep muscle, so to speak, then that and you couldn't meet that challenge or that pressure, then I know that I need to address your small intestine. And I can address the small intestine with several different ways. I can, you know, have you put your hand on the small intestine and that will strengthen you. And it's really cool to see, like, you can be strengthened immediately and all you did is put your hand on the organ. But it doesn't really make sense to walk around rubbing your belly all day. That's not a solution. So then you can put the supplement that your body responds well to. And so that helps you to be very specific to that person because not everybody responds to the same supplement. It's very different for different people. And some people are tricky and I have to dig around for a while and think about it. And that's always fun.
And you're not saying that tongue in cheek. You really do like the research.
I think it's really fun. And then you can put, like, there's some practitioners will have vials of certain pathogens. So, like, I will keep in my office, you know, certain viral bacteria, fungal virals in there. And so that can be sort of diagnostic. I personally, being a nutritionist, I can't tell you that. So, you know, I could say, hey, we need to really support your microbial balance or something. I couldn't say you're dealing with X bacteria and here's how we take care of it, but it helps us to really get targeted towards what you are dealing with. So again, in context of the small intestine, there's so many issues that it could be. It could be, you know, a leaky gut issue. It could just be like an absorption issue. It could be like we need to just nourish the small intestine. It could be a pathogenic issue. And so it helps you to get really granular on that. But then also you can do what's called two pointing. And so you could say, okay, is this issue localized to the small intestine, or is it somewhere else that's influencing the small intestine? So you could try the, you know, like we talked about in the podcast, the hypothalamus, the pituitary, the vagal nerve, the thyroid, like all those influence your small intestine function. And so I'm not just going straight to this downstream point. I'm able to address a northern point.
So this is a little bit like the conversation I had with Dr. Bradley Nelson on the emotion code, in that he was saying, your body can tell you if you ask it. And so through this method of testing, the body reveals a little bit about what's going on.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm not actually very well versed in emotion code. I use something similar but different, so I need to dig deeper into that. But yes, I will say, okay, is this a nutritional issue or is it a structural issue? In which case I would do some tapping or maybe some acupuncture points, pressure points, or like laser therapy or something like that? Or is this an emotional issue? And in which case you would do like an emotional release. Yeah. And it's like accurate every time. So my kids will laugh at me and I'll come home and I'll say, so I made, you know, two people cry today. They're like, you're so mean. But, you know, I won't even know what's going on with somebody. And I'll say, you know, I feel like you're dealing with maybe some guilt or shame, right? Then, and that's the emotion comes up. And it's kind of like a little bit stressful for me to get into that because one, it's personal, and two, like that's not my my primary area of expertise. So I'm nutrition, but I just acknowledge what comes up for the body. So we joke around, we call it nutritional therapy because it's like nutrition and therapy in one, but Anyway, like for this particular client I have in mind, you know, guilt and shame came up, and it turns out she was going through a really nasty divorce and she felt really guilty about that, even though like she shouldn't have. But because she felt that she was holding it and it was causing her to be in dysfunction. And so like a supplement's not going to help that, and diet's not going to help that. Or maybe it'll get you like 50%, but you're still struggling with it.
So if someone's listening and they're like, oh, this sounds really interesting, I'd like to do some muscle testing to discern some of the stuff that's going on with me emotionally or physically, what kind of practitioner should they seek out?
So this is kind of a loaded question. It's really important. But as muscle testing is becoming more popular, you see a lot of people taking like just a weekend course and then just jumping in there, and they don't really have a good clinical skills, or, you know, they don't take the whole person, because I don't just do the most muscle testing. I take it in the context of other tests and things like that. So I would say definitely like looking for someone experienced. I was taking a continuing ed course, for example, and there was a girl in there, and, you know, she's supposed to be muscle testing for the pancreas, but she didn't know where a pancreas was. And so, but she went to go work on all her clients like that Monday. So that's very alarming to me. So I say look for someone who's experienced, someone who has had training, and not just a weekend course, but like extensive training. And then I personally like the modalities I like are ART, which is autonomic response testing, which is Dr. Klinghart. I use a little bit of KST, which is core and specific technique. I'm currently training with my chiropractor to do AMIT, which is advanced muscle integration technique, which isn't really geared towards nutrition yet, but I'm hoping to like kind of develop something with that. So those are all good starting points, but really just making sure that someone has the certifications and the skills and the experience when they're muscle testing you.
Well, thanks for taking this extra time.
No problem. It was fun.